The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus departed from there and came to his native place, accompanied by his disciples. When the Sabbath came, he began to teach in the synagogue, and many who heard him were astonished. They said, "Where did this man get all this? What kind of wisdom has been given him? What mighty deeds are wrought by his hands? Is he not the carpenter, the son of Mary, and the brother of James and Joseph and Judas and Simon? Are not his sisters here with us?" And they took offense at him. Jesus said to them, "A prophet is not without honor, except in his native place, and among his own kin, and in his own house." So he was not able to perform any mighty deed there, apart from curing a few sick people by laying his hands on them. He was amazed at their lack of faith. The Gospel of the Lord. My brothers and sisters, when we see the great things, the good things that another is doing, or when we hear of them, what is our response in that moment? And perhaps especially when we see the great things that someone is doing for God. I think the immediate response is, "Oh gosh, that's awesome, that's great, you know, congratulations." But it's in all of our fallen natures to be very much like the native people in our Lord's own town, where we immediately try to bring them down a notch and level out the playing field. Right? We want to make them just like ourselves, or sometimes we want to put them below ourselves. Right? We say, "That guy's a carpenter." Right? You know what that guy does for a living? Do you know where he went to school? Right? His lack of education? Man, if you knew what that guy did in his past life, right, you wouldn't think so highly of him. Or we look at someone's family. Man, you ever met his parents? Right, his siblings, right? They're rather imperfect. St. Paul says one of the greatest remedies for spiritual envy, and why do we have to be so careful of this? The people in his native town, they could not believe, they could not have faith because of a struggle with envy. Right? All of the virtues are interrelated. And normally it's not so much a lack of faith that we have because of envy, but a lack of love. St. Paul says that we ought to humbly think of others as better than ourselves. I think it's one of the most difficult gospel precepts, right? To really think of others. St. Paul said he saw himself as the least of all. And that those weren't false words. He really believed that. I'm the lowest. I'm the greatest sinner. One of the best lines, the best prayers within the Litany of Humility, and that which most people say is the most difficult to pray for, is, "Lord, grant that others may become holier than I, provided that I become as holy as I should be." Right? Can we pray like, I want everyone around me to be a greater saint than I am, so long as I become the saint that God wants me to be? I'm working through this book by St. Alphonsus Liguori, and just this morning I read a section on envy, and he said this: one of the ways to overcome envy is to rejoice at the good done by others as heartily as if we had done it ourselves. We ask our Lord for these graces as we receive him today.